Just reflecting on Monday, from going from not having a game to winning the league in just a matter of hours, what a mix of emotions. I guess you were watching the league table anyway.
No, it's strange, Rob, because as a football manager does, he thinks about the next game. And I travelled down to Yaxley to watch Yaxley because we were due to play them on the Saturday. And I wanted to get my preparation right, you know, even though there was bottom, we couldn't afford no slips. We had to make sure that we got a win under our belt to win the title. So, you know, I just went about my business of going to Yaxley, and I sat in the stand, obviously taking notes and concentrating on the game and seeing, talking to somebody I knew in the stand, and my keeper coach come with me, and he was filming a set play at the time. He looked at his phone and it flashed up, Elzone was losing 1-0. He said to me, "Oh, Gaff, Elzone are losing 1-0. I said, "Oh, right." And then a bit later, a Stamford fan who was also at the game come over and said, "I guess you've seen the scores." And I said, "What's that, mate?" And he went, "Oh, Elzone are 2-0 down." And I said, "Oh, really? Yeah." And then I got a phone call because a lot of our fans had gone to watch Blackstone's, who was due to watch our game against Spalding.
Yeah.
The McGroundsman said, "Listen to this." And the fans was all singing and shouting. I said, "I can't hear anything, Dave." I said, because I knew obviously it was 2-0, but there was still about 20-odd minutes to play. So I was not getting excited or anything. Always the martyr me. So I just said, "Oh, I can't hear anything, sorry." So I put the phone down, and then I got a message from my son who's travelling at the moment, and he said, "Oh, it was 3-0 and we're champions." So that was the first I'd known of it, really. So to be totally honest, I wasn't watching my phone and I wasn't looking at the scores. But I did say to my keeper coach going down, I had a feeling that Sutton was going to turn over Elzone on the day, because I do believe Sutton are a very good footballing team and the pitch was perfect, big crowd. And I just had a feeling that they were going to do it on that day. And that's how it panned out. So we ended up champions without kicking a ball, the easiest afternoon I've had in football.
Absolutely. And of course, then you went back to the Zico Stadium, the bar was open and a lot of fans were there.
Yeah, it was mental, Rob. Every one of my players got in the car and travelled to the ground, and my staff. So every single player and all the members of staff was there. And as I've walked in, coming back from Yaxley, it's absolute carnage, you know, it's gone crazy. And it was a real good night. And my lads really enjoyed it because they drink, I don't. So they all got drunk. And, you know, it was funny just watching them as the night went on and they were getting worse and worse. It was a real privilege and a proud moment for myself to watch that group of players enjoying themselves and becoming champions.
And looking back at the season, 15 games unbeaten to get to this point.
Yeah, you know, we've got 3 more games, and, you know, I've said to the players, we won't be taking a foot off the gas. We want to go from the turn of the season unbeaten. Spalding did it in the first part. We want to try and do it in the second, in the business end. So, you know, we're not going to let our fans down. We're going to be going for every game. We're going to have a big following to Elzone on the last day with sole coaches. We're going to have a big presentation on Saturday, the league presentation Saturday. So there'll be a big crowd for that. And then obviously Spalding local derby. You know, we're not just going to pick a weakened team and go out there and not try and win the game. You know, we're going to try and go unbeaten for the turn of the season.
And step three, how's that going to feel?
It's a tough division. I presume we'll go into the Southern Central, but there's no guarantees with the FA because we're right on that border of going north or south. But it does look like that's the kind of league we look like we'll be going in. Some big clubs in there, some big teams. It's certainly going to be a challenge, but it's something we'll embrace and make sure that, you know, Stamford's not a yo-yo club. And it's proving really tough. You know, Belford got up last year, obviously beating us in the semi-final, and then winning the final, we've got relegated. So we know how tough it is, but we're not going in there to make numbers up. That is definitely something I can guarantee the fans.
In terms of the players, I mean, that must be a real vote of confidence for you, the team, and their commitment as well, you know, looking to next season.
Yeah, you know, it's great to see so many people following us now and they've really enjoyed it. The one thing we might not do is win every game of football like we have been doing. We've only lost one at home all season. You know, when you're playing against bigger clubs and bigger teams and better teams, you know, there might be ups and downs where you win one, draw one, lose one, win two, draw one, lose one. So it's not going to be that comfy ride all the way through. So this is where you see your true fans when they stick by you when you're not winning every game and every week. But we've got a great bunch and they're realistic. But they also know Graham Drew well enough to say that he's not going to go into a game of football not trying to win it.
Exactly. It's just lovely to talk to you and just hear that pride in your voice of looking back over the season from the supporters, from the team, from all at Stamford AFC that have, you know, brought everyone this far. And you've been leading the whole thing. I mean, it's just incredible.
I really appreciate, your kind words, and I've always said it, and I'll stick by it. For me to do my job, I need to have a support bubble around me, and that's my staff. There's times when things don't go well, and you get a bit down about it. We don't perform, or you get a defeat, and you need people that you can lean on, and you need people you can trust. And I've had six coaches in the last six seasons, and that's been through one thing and another. Work commitments, or they've gone into management themselves, which I've always given my blessing to do. So to have six coaches in the last six seasons where Stamford's win ratio's unbelievable, really. It's a credit to them guys around me, really, that give me the support. So they're a massive part of it. That allows me to do my job right. And then obviously, of course, it's down to the players when they cross that white line that they take my instructions on board. They work hard for me, because if they don't play. They understand when they sign that form that Graham Drury says, my team work hard. Every player that plays for me has to work hard. And if you're not prepared to do that, don't sign that form. So they all understand what I expect from them. And to be fair, they've never let me down. And it's always been about that group of players. And I'm just a support bubble for them if they need me. And hopefully along the way, I can gain a few points by tactical changes or picking the right team or making a substitution. It's them boys that do it. And they're the ones that deserve all the credit.
Graham Drury, thanks very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound. We look forward to the Daniels being back in action for what should have happened on Monday, on Thursday night. And good luck for Halesowen and everything else that comes your way in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rob. Lovely.